and welcome to We Met Presents, and another episode of Pocket Girl Podcast by Portland writer Alexandra Carson.
Well, it's been another while since I've written, well, anything. I beat myself up about this on the regular, and though that feels very useful, it only seems to enforce the inertia instead of overcome it. Other times, I tell myself that someday it will be better, or easier, or maybe I just don't have anything I feel inspired enough to say. None of these things are true. You see, I have CPTSD, or Complex Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. CPTSD is similar to the PTSD most of us are familiar with in many of the symptoms, but different in its origin. The onset isn't due to one singular traumatic event like PTSD, but is caused by trauma sustained over long periods of time, or even one's entire childhood, like mine. Big disclaimer here. I'm not a doctor, and I can't really tell you any more than my experience, what I've learned in a year and a half of CPTSD-specific trauma therapy, and the very few books and online guidance I've been able to find. CPTSD, for some idiotic reason, isn't in the DSM, so resources, specialized therapists, and people who even know what the hell you're talking about are thin on the ground. Even spell-checking this essay in Google Docs tried to correct every mention of it to PTSD. What the fuck, Google? But I'm going to put all the things I found in the show notes, so please check there. My particular situation stems from decades of narcissistic psychological abuse. I'm not going to get into too much detail this post, but I want to bring it up because A, it takes an enormous amount of energy to hide it, and I'm fucking tired. B, not talking about it only exacerbates the shame. C, maybe, just maybe, someone else will learn about it and find help. Trust me when I say I've spent countless hours searching for anything to help me understand it. I can't find any podcasts talking about people living with it, but I did find one doctor explaining CPTSD in a very clinical way, which I found not only totally unrelatable, but also dangerous, because survivors of this type of abuse often suffer from the complete lack of sense of self. Some arrogant man telling me what I'm feeling is the fucking last thing that's useful in helping me out of this. So here's the line in the sand, the point of no goddamn return. I can't publicly unsay it, and hopefully having done so will help me emerge from this hellhole of terror and silence I sit in, not writing podcasts or making much of anything. CPTSD, for me, has been a cage which tells me I'm utterly worthless, and if I attempt to break out, will be annihilated. It's brilliant, really, the efficiency of psychological abuse. After enough damage, you live on abusing yourself in myriad ways, no longer having to even speak to the emotional vampires that seeded it. The mental models and neural pathways that were incorrectly wired, on purpose by pathological people, are now my mess to untangle. And that's my only hope. The more I think about it, the more I understand that Pocket Girl started long before I began dating terrible men, flailing in my artistic career, or smacked hard into the wall of sexism. I was raised to not have a self, gaslit into believing the problem was me, and not the horrendous, dysfunctional, misogynist, abusive bullshit I was marinated in. How could I feel safe outside of a cage or a pocket? That pocket is home. I struggle every damn day to speak, to keep moving forward, to have hope that things will ever be okay, to feel safe and happy. But it is getting better, if even at a snail's pace. I'm one of the lucky ones to even know CPTSD exists and to have access to a therapist. But I fear there are many, many more like me than realize it. There is hope for us, and I believe we can heal, but we've got to get the word out. Nothing, absolutely nothing, makes abuse okay or warranted or deserved. But those of us that have survived horrendous psychological abuses can develop some really special survival skills, like extraordinary levels of empathy, awareness, creative problem solving, and imagination. And those are things we desperately need more of in this world. But try explaining the origins of these superpowers in a job interview. I hope this is just the beginning. I hope I will write more about how I figured it out and what it's like. though I know I can't promise anything. I hope more people will learn about CPTSD and begin crawling that long path out of hell. I'd like to be here to help survivors find their agency and their voices. We need you, and I believe you. You're not crazy. You're not making it up. And you're definitely not alone.
Pocket Girl Podcast is written and performed by Alexandra Carson. Produced in Portland by Alexandra and in Vancouver by Robert Wiemat. Visit the website for show notes and links to resources about CPTSD. That's at www.pocketgirlpodcast.com.